But did Moses imagine going out and sharing his faith? Do you think that Peter woke up on the morning of Shavuot and said to himself, I'm really going to go out and try to win some souls today. I'm going to go preach in the temple courtyards and try to win about 3,000 souls. Did Paul and Silas premeditate the best way to share their faith with the jailer and his family? No. These things were set in motion by the Spirit of God, and that's part of it. This is where it has to happen. The Spirit of God is readying hearts. The Spirit of God is pursuing men and women. And he arranges circumstances and situations and puts you into those circumstances and situations. And if we are receptive, we will feel his inner prompting. You sense his voice. Speak to her. Help him. Ask him. And as you do, as you take the leap, as you rely upon the Spirit who dwells within you, it may seem initially irrational, but so does faith. And you leap, and you are in the service of the King. Take the leap. In the next CDs, we are going to be talking about sharing our faith. We're going to relearn exactly what is the message of the gospel. We're going to consider how we can articulate it and perhaps find some suggestions for how to actually do effective evangelism from within the context of Torah and Messianic Judaism. No formulas, no tricks, no gimmicks, but just some honest conversation about the subject. Starting today, however, starting now, remember this aspect of your purpose. Each one of us is to be about the business of raising up more disciples for the Master. This is a mitzvah of the Master, bound upon us by Yeshua himself. The gospel of Messiah has been entrusted to you. He is sending you, like Moses, to redeem people. And the Lord will put people in your path. He will honor your endeavor. He will place people in your path. He will bring people to you, and you don't need to worry about it. You don't need to plan out what you're going to say or rehearse, because your job is only to show them love. Don't worry about the other magicians. Remember, you have a bigger staff. Your snake will swallow those snakes. You are bringing herbs to Herb Town because you have a superior product. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent you to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
The light it shines is the Torah, the lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah, the lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah.